Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, a message in from Jan on the WhatsApp line about this as well. That accident in Oakdean on the N12 East just before the Camaro Street exit causing heavy delays in the area. And in Edenvale, there's been an accident as well on the N3 South just after Modderfontein Road.
Sun Parks warns visitors to the Kruger National Park to observe road closures inside the park due to inclement weather. Mpumalanga and Limpopo have experienced heavy rain over the past few days that led to flooding in some areas, and the weather service also highlighted the possibility of disrupting rain and thunderstorms in Limpopo tomorrow. News from the continent. America sanctioned a senior Sudanese military official today, accusing him of overseeing human rights abuses in his country's West Darfur region. Sudan has been gripped by a deadly conflict since April 2023 between the army and the RSF. But for more on this, go to jackrandafm.com, click on news. Let's say with matters from the US, though, markets there traded slightly higher in early trade today.
Gaining 0.1%. Markets in Europe are deep in the red, led by the CAC 40 in Paris, which is down 1.6%. The rand has lost ground to major currencies, driven mainly by US dollar strength on the back of the Trump election victory. The US dollar index has gained about 2.5% since the election.
Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities also says that gold is trading at its lowest levels in nearly a month. But what is petrol doing?
Oil rebounded 1.2% from the sell-off the past few days to $72.70. In U.S. company news, industrial conglomerate Honeywell gained 6% on news that activist investment manager Elliott has taken a $5 billion stake, creating expectations that the company will be broken off and sold into smaller parts.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 13, a euro 19 Rand 25, and a pound 23 Rand 14. Gold trading at $2,601.71 per fine ounce. Oil sitting at $72.32 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Tyd vir die sport en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie, wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Football news up first. Bafana Bafana head coach Hugo Broers has once again reiterated his stance over his non-selection of Percy Tau after naming his Bafana squad for the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Broers said he wanted to see former Brighton forward playing regularly and advised him to leave Egypt and Al Ahly. And with the T20 series set for a fiery finish at Supersport Park tomorrow in Centurion, all-rounder Marco Janssen says that he's feeling better than ever and is raring to go after an injury layoff.
Yeah, it feels like I have, not I have more energy, but it feels like I can go harder for longer, if that makes sense. So I can, when I bowl, I can bowl at a good intensity for a longer period of time. And then in the field, I feel a lot better, I feel a lot quicker. And then with the bat, like strength-wise, I feel stronger.
Mamelodi Sundowns coach Manqoba Mngithi says that he is happy that they'll be returning to Bloemfontein for the final of the Carling Knockout Cup, but isn't too pleased that the showdown with Magezi FC on the 23rd of November will be taking place immediately after the FIFA international break. And in rugby news, Tony Brown is thrilled with the progress that the Springbok attack has made under his tutelage as the Rugby World Cup champions navigate a quick turnaround for Saturday's clash against England. The teams crossed swords at Twickenham for the first time since the 2023 Rugby World Cup semi-final, with the Boks arriving in the English capital on the back of a 4-0 victory over Scotland on Sunday. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Superbets is turning up the heat this Black Friday, and here are the lucky winners: Ibrahim Badat, Eugene Foster, Maxon Dutuma, Lehloho Nolodi.